Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
And with the weather in Houston, Texas, your forecast is... I see the rain. Sounds just like OU Mike's call.
My
Sting
goodness.
Giving you the weather report. I just think it's funny that Nick and I were on the exact same page at the same time going, oh, he's just singing the Sting song.
I can't believe you guys allowed that. I'm so disappointed in you two. I hold you guys in high regard,
oh,
both
you
of you.
Oh, you do not. You're full of it.
No, I hold you guys in high regard, both of you, as much as I give you crap on air. And you guys are just okay with it. Lamont is like, that's the funniest call to this show ever. No, that's racist. Stop it. I won't condone that. I won't do it. By the way, a lot of people are saying the thing I was looking for in Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
AT-ATs. They were called AT-ATs, these big metal things with four legs.
Not even close. you know what's crazy to me is for all the times he's called, and thankfully he's almost always talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
But for the first time when he was talking this then, I was sitting there with you and I was thinking, I got to ask these guys, what the hell do you think OU Mike looks like? Because, like,
oh man,
I hear the voice and I'm
gotta
thinking,
hear him first.
Yeah, friend wants to chime in on the camel race today, might as well get him out of the way. OU Mike, welcome to an FEF Friday.
Oh no,
hey guys, Barry, I want to give you a couple of tips. Camels, if you're yelling harm at them, they only understand Arabic. So, just to give you a heads up, I happen to be fluent in Arabic.
See, I hear that voice and I'm thinking,
I've never in a million years heard someone go, yeah, you know what? I happen to be fluent in Arabic.
Arabic.
Oh, really? Really?
Arabic.
With that twang, you are fluent in Arabic. Okay. Number one, that's the first lie we can get out of the way. No, for real. I have studied Arabics for a long time. No,
Arabics.
That's not a thing, oh, you Mike. But I'm with you. What does he look like?
So I'm thinking like a redheaded version of
Joe Dirt,
William H. Macy.
William H.
You know,
Macy.
With the scruff, with the Ted Koppelish type hair, but under a trucker hat.
Okay.
Overalls.
Okay.
NASCAR T-shirt, maybe. But I'm thinking like the thick stash too.
See, my vision when I hear OU Mike talk, the first thing I think is he's got on a black Dale Jarrett shirt with no sleeves.
Oh, cut him off. Okay.
Yeah, he's going sleeveless, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Wranglers with a belt with Mike on the back on his belt. He's got his name on the brown belt for sure. He's got probably some Wolverine boots that he tucks his pants into. And his hair is parted down the middle and feathered from the 80s, and he sticks with that. And then he's probably has chaw in his mouth.
See, I'm going, by the way, he probably weighs about a 135 wet.
He's a skinny guy.
Yeah,
yeah, he's definitely
it's funny
not
that you guys
a fat
both
redneck.
Said that, because I immediately thought he would be a big guy.
Really?
I don't.
Like a Scott and Deer Park.
Yeah, but Scott and Deer Park comes across as being, to me, as he would be a bigger guy. And he's, you know, and he's also with his tweets and stuff like that, giving us hints. And then I met him in person, but I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting how big Scott was. But when you hear OU Mike, it seems like the biggest muscle in his body is his blowtorch of a mouth.
What are those Western wallets called? Those big Western wallets, those brown.
I know what you're talking about. They have like a metal thing in the middle of it.
Yeah,
Do you think he has one of those?
Do I think he has one of those? I think he gets one of those like twice a year.
You don't think those work cowboy boots? You think he's going Wolverines?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's going with those kind of work like cowboy boots.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what Wolverines are, but Okay. You're talking about the ones like with the pointy toe and the metal cap on?
No. Oh. I'm talking about like more of the they're still square to some degree, but it's a rounded toe, but it's more like the suede or like a tougher material than you would if you're going with your designer boots for the rodeo.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like too, like he doesn't have a bookshelf. Like there's no reading going on at OU Mike's house.
Okay.
Right? And I know he learned, I know he's fluent in Arabic, but I feel like he maybe had like a Rosetta Stone on tape. No bookshelf at the house. Trailer,
I think his
whatever.
Accessoried furniture you can find in the storage department at Target. I do think that.
Hey, we need to go pick up some more milk crates, Mama. He calls his wife Mama.
Yeah. Hey, Barry, welcome to my living room. You want to put your feet up? Put it on that storage tub right there. Just put the lid on it. It'll
plastic.
Be fine.
Yeah, that's he's got like his Christmas lights in the tub, but that's also his coffee table.
Tweets are coming in with pictures.
No, he's never taking his Christmas lights down. What are we talking about?
All right, they're still up. Because, you know what?
There's no deed restrictions at the trailer park.
It's a cheaper way to illuminate the yard at night.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can search for night crawlers.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, so yeah, if you want to chime in on what you think OU Mike looks like.
I am so curious. I wonder.
Because you know if he sends us a picture, it's not even going to be close to a picture
from
his
Jerome
photo album.
Look at what Jerome tweeted at us. This is fantastic. No, Solomon of The Chronicle.
I want OU Mike to tweet a picture of himself. And don't be...
He would fall off a camel.
He would do some porn star below the belt or something
oh
like that.
Oh my gosh, Eric Grams is really, really good. That looks like me on the... What? Oh no, that dude just took a header over a camel?
Yeah.
I'm kind of with him. No. Eric Graham's tweet.
What?
And I'll retweet it too. But Eric Graham, if you could just take that and add like 15, 20 years to that guy... That's kind of the direction I was going.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can't. I'm
mullet retweet. For sure.
I'm sorry, but Jerome Solomon's tweet has me so worried. You need to go to Twitter. We're all, I'm sure, going to retweet it at Pac-Man Joe with a K.
At, it right
at
now.
The producer Nick, at Barry is funny.
It looks like you.
It does.
It looks like you're that's falling a, off a camel.
That's a camel does like, not want to be.
This is like.
He doesn't want a human on his back. Is
tweets
basically.
From the future. This is how I'm going to die. I'm going to go head first off of a kneeling camel. Oh my
The worst
God.
Thing about that is that there's like its aid is right next to it. Like it's supposed to be the guy that guides you with the camel.
Yeah.
He's lost control of this camel.
See, but here's my thing. It's almost disappointing, but you're right. But I'm thinking I want this camel to like be quick twitch. I want this camel to like jump startling, being kind of startled and do that. But the way... That video shows someone falling off, and I'm like, that's kind of uneventful. I need more. If you're going to fall off, I need you to really
you
fall
want it,
off.
You want it to buck me off? Like,
if. I'm saying we're playing percentages.
Oh, sure,
so if,
sure.
If the camel is going to buck you off, I don't want it to be slow, like slow motion. I want to see that thing head for the crowd.
I would prefer the slow motion one. Jared said, OU Mike definitely rocks a bolo tie. Yeah, well, when it's time to go somewhere fancy, he does. He's like, what? Oh, we're going to Golden Corral. Well, hell, let me put on my shirt with sleeves and a bolo tie.
Ben Herp sent us the picture of a guy that I would, again, if the guy was older and skinnier, I'd go with it. But it's all Oklahoma stuff on this guy. But
yeah.
He's got your camera in his hand, by the way.
No, that's not a GoPro.
You know what a GoPro is. I'm just kidding. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, yo, Adrian's is funny. Did you see that? Yo, Adrian's got the guy in the straw hat leaning back and playing with his nipple.
Oh, yes. I did see that. That's terrible. I didn't need to see that again.
That's from a movie, right?
Somebody texted the show, OU Mike is definitely black. No.
No.
I'm going to go, I know it's not the Blitz and What Are the Odds Wednesday. I'm going to go 0.0% chance. I've never been more certain of anything than the fact that OU Mike is not black.
Think about the top shelf we have listening to this show. We always talk about the intelligence of our listeners and how they're able to answer questions. But then we also have Trey and OU Mike.
Are you really putting them on the same plane?
No, I'm saying at different ends of the spectrum.
What spectrum?
Well, depends on what kind of spectrum you're looking for.
All right.
All right, we'll take a break. Jason, we see you. We'll get to you coming back out as you want to get on the OU Mike discussion. Other than that, we are here for you till 4 o'clock. We got plenty more to get to. And if you got something you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
But there's one cartoon I don't really like. They still playing Curious George. I feel like we need to get rid of this cartoon. It's a little too racist. I don't like it. I don't. They say the word monkey too much for me. You ever watch it? Every other word is monkey. And a monkey go down the tree. And a monkey's eating chicken. And a monkey shooting dice. Like, wait a minute. Wait. Hey, time out. They got cameras in here. Put them dice up.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey-o! We're in hour number two of the three-hour big show. It's The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel having a little fun with a guy who likes to have a whole lot of fun at our expense. Oh, you Mike.
I thought you were going to say me. I was like, what?
No.
Okay.
So we've been guessing what Oh, You Mike looks like.
Yeah.
And you guys have been doing great on Twitter. I imagine someone that looked like it would want to have relations with Clutch the Bear, but that's just me. Jason wants to get in here. He wants to talk about OU Mike's appearance. Jason, what's up?
All right. You guys seen Joe Dirt, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys seen Joe Dirt?
Yes, sir.
He looks like the guy that was like, no. Home is where you make it. Home is where you make it. I get it, dude. You like to see homos naked. No. Home is where you make it. That guy. He's also from Waterboy, same guy.
Appreciate it, Jason.
Thanks, Jason. So basically people have a very high regard for what OU Mike must look like.
Yeah. That's great. I like it. I dig it a lot. I still am waiting though. I'm scouring the text line. Mm-hmm. OU Mike has not texted in a selfie yet. And I'm waiting for that. And I won't OU Mike.
That's an attachment you would open?
I would, because I know his number. I know it well.
We all do.
I know it well.
Yeah.
And so if a picture came in from that number, I would look at that, and that's it. So, OU Mike, we're still waiting on the selfie. I'll make it my profile if it's accurate. I'll give you some love out there. By the way, the comedian of the day, Bryson Brown, is the guy that you heard, mm-hmm. and I asked him to send me some like creds or what he's done. He said he's been in the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. He features and headlines. He's touring with Bruce, and he kind of got his break with Ali Sadiq, who I mentioned before, has a Comedy Central special coming out pretty soon, I think sometime in February. But yeah, man, keep a lookout for Bryson Brown. He's one of those guys that's going to break, I have a feeling. In the next couple of years, that might be a guy that you see on Comedy Central or you hear about making some waves nationally. So keep a lookout for Bryson. And if you want to follow him on Twitter, it's comedian_Bryson on Twitter.
So there you
check
have
him
it.
Out. Yeah.
Definitely. I was looking at stuff for the show, and there is a lot of different topics, non-sports related, that I put on because it's an FEF Friday.
Uh-huh.
But one I just came across, I just can't just like not mention.
Okay.
Stormy Daniels, porn star.
Okay.
Longtime porn star. Just came out in an article and said that Donald Trump once made her spank him with a Forbes magazine that had his photo on the cover and then sit with him for hours watching Shark Week. Odd.
That is odd.
Very weird.
I don't know if I'm buying what she's selling, though.
Oh, and it happened more than once. She says one time he made her sit with him for 3 hours watching Shark Week. Another time he had her spank him with a Forbes magazine with his picture on the cover. She had a series of emails which were obtained. Just weird.
That is weird. And to come out and say it, I get why. You know, she's trying to do her part, I guess. But I don't know. Not that I don't think he's a freak, because wasn't there conversation about him like and involving pee, involving urine? I think there was a conversation that took place.
I didn't hear
about that
either.
Yeah.
But I know that, you know, he's out there trying to prove
that he's
his
not
sanity
crazy.
And that he doesn't, because there was one report that says he repeats things all the time.
Like he's got dementia or something. Yeah. There's a difference, though, between being crazy and being kinky. So I'm not going to say just because he likes to get slapped with a magazine with his face on it that he's crazy. Freaky. Weird, maybe.
Nuts. That's what he was trying to get involved in.
Yeah. I, that reminded me of something. This is a long time ago. My ex-wife, I used to work, her mom managed an apartment complex. And I used to work at that apartment. I was a painter at the apartment complex. And one day we were sitting around talking and she was telling me stories about her friend, the mom. Her friend used to be like a call girl.
Okay.
And she was telling us stories. And I was like, well, what's the weirdest thing that she was ever asked to do? Because people get creepy. People get freaky. Mm-hmm. They like weird things. And I'm not talking about like normal weird things. I'm talking about like getting a Forbes magazine and getting beat with it.
Yeah, because we've talked about some of this stuff. Some people like feet.
Yeah. And she said that this lady said that the weirdest thing she ever did, and I'm going to try to be as clean as possible, Nick. Don't worry.
He looks worried, by the way.
Yeah, by the way.
He's working on something else.
But she said that this guy paid her he would come over with a bag of oranges, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And he would pay this lady. He would strip down, and he would face the other way. And
standing?
Yes. And kind of bend at the waist.
Mm-hmm.
And then he paid this lady to throw the oranges at his oranges.
What?
That was his thing. That's what satisfied him. Yes.
So when you first started to tell this story,
what?
I was going to say, so you're going to tell a story about someone you forgot knew owe you Mike. Now, because of the story you just told, I realize you do know someone that knows owe you Mike.
Can you believe that, though?
That's so strange.
Of all the things how do you come across that as a fetish? How does that become your thing? It's like, you know what I wish? I wish someone would throw these oranges at my balls. That's what I wish.
Bear, I went down to Florida for vacation, and I was unexpectedly hit with a massive hard-on the minute that someone started throwing oranges in the grove off my tushy. And when I turned around, it felt better.
I don't understand that. That's so weird to me. But, yeah, like I don't know if the thing is true with Trump. I have no idea. But it wouldn't surprise me, but it also wouldn't surprise me if she's fabricating the truth and lying.
And now she's an ex-porn star, and with that,
That doesn't mean she's not credible.
I give you this.
But
because of the fact that you're right, you know, looking, and we don't know. I mean, someone said now she's going to run for Senate. She may win.
Well, there
you
go.
Yeah, but if that's the case, right. Remember how we said when we were covering all the porn stars that died in like a 2-month span?
Yes.
That it looks like in porn stars, the deaths happen in threes as well. Now we're up to 5. Yeah, I just read this morning. Adult star Olivia Lua has passed away at 23.
Who is that? I don't know. Do you know who
she is?
Not
familiar, no.
Okay.
Just saw the pictures, but they basically said...
how do you spell it?
L-U-A. Okay. Olivia Lua. Okay, so they said first there was Shyla Stiles, who we all knew.
Uh-huh.
Then we went to August Ames and Yuri Love, and we thought that was the three. But then Olivia Nova and now Olivia Lua make 5 in the last 2 months.
Oh, that's not good.
Not good at all.
Okay. I don't know who she is. I don't recognize her. Olivia Lua. What was the other name?
She obviously has assets,
so
to speak.
Okay.
But, I think that's her thing. But yeah, so it was Olivia Lua, then also Olivia Nova.
Boy, thoughts and prayers if you're a porn star named Olivia right now.
Those last two, right. And that goes with the first three, which were Shyla Stiles, August Ames, and Yuri Love.
Yeah, I don't recognize either of the Olivias. Do you, Nick? Did you look them up?
Out of all the names he listed, the only one I kind of remember was August.
Okay.
August names.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, it might be throwing you off. Her other name used was Olivia Voltaire.
Oh, yeah, I know her. No, I'm just...
Yeah, that's good.
I have no
Why
idea.
Is that porn stars have like 19
Multiple
different
names?
I've never understood. And they don't even... They're not like Olivia Lua and then Olivia Luau and then, you know, like... They're just completely different. It'd be like Becky Barnes, Olivia Lua, and like Dusty Dynamite or something. And that's like the same chick. Why are you changing your name?
Dusty Rhodes.
That's a
wrestler.
That's a wrestler. And a local
it's a
comic.
Different kind of grappling. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of an FBF Friday.
That's a different kind of wrestling going on with those.
All right. Before we get out of this segment, Mark wants to get in here on OU Mike. Mark, what do you got?
Mark.
Go ahead,
What's
Mark.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey. So if OU Mike was a cartoon form, he'd be Cletus from The Simpsons and maybe Bubba J from Jeff Dunham's special.
Cletus from The Simpsons is so good, Mark.
Yeah.
So good. That you nailed it. That is really good. Appreciate the call, man. That's funny.
Yeah, that just kind of all spurred from just hearing OU Mike.
Just from a call of bout of racism. Yeah. Just a fit of racism.
So in it's kind of an indirect way, he kind of deserves this.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for him. Not in the least.
All for being a Sting fan. He just likes the one Sting song. I mean, I just don't think why you want to punish him for that.
Okay, somebody asked us this, and I know we got to go to break, but this will give you the break, Joel and Nick, to think of it.
All right.
If you guys could have a porn name, what would it be?
I already know mine.
Oh, you do? Don't do that, like, oh, it's the street, the last street you lived on, your dog's last name, the color of underwear you have, and your favorite fruit.
So I can't do Kensington Barkley?
No. You got to come up with what you, if you could pick a name, what name would you pick?
Okay. Well, you got yours?
No, that's why I'm going to think about it at the break. It's a valid question from our listeners.
Okay. All right, so we'll think of
do you have one, Nick?
I don't. I'm trying to think of one right now. But I really want a good one, though.
Is it going to involve your ethnicity, or is it just going to
come
be?
Come on. What rhymes with Nick, and what do you want in your name? Come on. You know. All right.
Nick the Lick.
Oh, no. No.
Thumper is available, Nick, if you need it. Thumper.
I award you no points.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, we're at the midway point. We're going to take a break. Come back with porn names and more. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects on an FBF Friday right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, coming out of the halftime break. It's 90 in the rear view, and
that's why nobody likes Joe George.
Half a show left to go. I know you're upset about the fact that Joe did not wave to you the first time through Nick's
production room. That's disrespectful. You come into the producer's room while we're doing a show.
With the window.
With the window. You talk to Nick, and then you poke your head around, and he waves to you and ignores me. And I know he's fascinated with you, and he's infatuated with you, and he loves you.
He's a good dude.
And he, it's creepy.
It is.
But you could have at least acknowledged me.
I say the same thing about you two guys, but it's not creepy.
What are you talking about?
You guys love each other business. And infatuated with each other.
That's
just let it go.
So not true.
Because we're friends?
No. Okay. Joe, there's nothing wrong with Joe and I are friends.
I was about to say something really stupid about me and Nick. I'm glad you cut me off.
Okay.
For once. I'm so glad you saved
otherwise
me.
Otherwise, you would have had, what, six in the system?
I'm so glad you saved me from myself on that one. Yeah, I would have definitely had six in the system. So I went over across the way to find out what the deal is on tonight's races at Sam Houston Race Park for the camel races.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking Michelle, our promotions director, like, I haven't heard anything. I don't know what time I'm supposed to be there. And one of the sales ladies, the new sales lady, and I forget her name, and I feel bad about that, but I don't remember her name. But I'm bad with names, so don't take it personal. But she goes, hey, listen, you'll be fine. And I was like, okay.
The new sales girl's telling you this?
Yeah. She goes, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Just relax. Stay calm and relax. And I was like, have you ever ridden a camel? And she goes, well, no. I was like, well, then why are you giving me advice on how to ride a camel? Well, I've ridden horses. Okay, well, a camel isn't a desert horse. It's a camel. So it's a completely different animal. And she's like,
and there will be no relaxing on your part.
Remain calm.
There'll be plenty of tension.
I can answer this myself, but she doesn't know you that well.
I've ridden horses, and they make me nervous because they're such a big animal. But it's different because you feel like a horse has been broken. They've been trained. They're used to that. And I just don't feel that way.
I don't even know how
you're
even going to get on the camel. Like, how does that work?
Let me say this.
They better have like a scissor lift or something.
Relax, okay? Just relax.
Oh, okay.
to get. But,
okay, Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'm talking about the girl in the sales department. All right, but at the same time, seriously, when you think about this.
Don't.
No, I'm, in all seriousness, I'm going to put some logic in this, right?
You're not.
I am. I really am. If you're going to get a camel to come from its natural environment and you're going to put them in this environment just to get them transported and everything else, I think you got a pretty safe bet that they're not going to, they're domesticated enough that they're not going to freak out.
Okay. Valid point.
Okay.
Okay. Valid point.
All right.
But I also worry about the fact that much like a horse or a dog or any other animal, camels have a temperament and they have personality. You'll meet a horse. Some horses are very calm. Some horses are wild.
And there's no domesticating them once they're
once they're wild.
Don't get me wrong.
I mean, you can put a saddle on them, but it doesn't make them calm all of a sudden.
I want Alexander Hamilton to spit on you, to get ticked
I know
off,
you do.
To charge.
I know you
buck,
want all of these.
And Nick has already gotten a laser pointer to put in his eye just to try and freak him out enough to get him going.
Okay.
But at the same time, I just don't see it happening. Just based on the video Jong posted.
It's actually not a bad idea. Should I bring a laser
Absolutely.
Point? Do you think it'll distract the camel?
Yes. Yes, and I think it'll be distracting enough just to figure out. If you can't, if nothing else, it'll blind him temporarily enough to where he'll just
temporarily,
dart sideways.
That's the key
right,
word.
Right, but he'll go sideways.
This has gone way
cause
too far.
More adventure.
Far. This has gone way too far. I am uncomfortable with this dialogue.
Think about it, Nick. You got your eye on the prize. You're looking at that finish totally line. You're getting ready to fly out of the gate. You zap him in the eye as soon as the gate opens, and he goes sideways. Oh, let the fun
see,
begin.
Joe is just trying to encourage anything, and even if it gets me in trouble in the process, he doesn't care because he wants that camel to be as distracted as possible.
As long as I get hurt, that's all Joe cares about.
Nick.
Joe
here's
is
the deal.
Like, please
the
let
minute
him die.
You do, I don't want you in trouble at all, but the minute you do it, you turn to the guy next to you and go, hey, I work at a local radio station. We've been giving away these pens lately. Here, have one. Check it out.
And give him the laser.
Yeah, give him the laser.
Give him the evidence.
Then it's on him.
No,
you're out. It's in,
not doing
it's in
it.
Someone else's hands.
All right, so back to our porn star thing. I'm curious.
I got one.
Okay, and I have one, but it's lame because I really couldn't
Mine's
think of
anything.
Mine's
pretty lame, too.
All right, what is... So we should go first since ours
no,
is lame.
No, you should go first.
Who?
Oh, yeah, we should go first.
Because ours is lame.
You should go first.
All right, mine was the spear.
That's it?
That is pretty damn.
That's it?
I couldn't think of anything. I was too worried about... I was wrapped up in camel conversation.
I mean, you got to think about it. Normally, they have a first and last name, even if it's made
up. 3 inches of death. I don't know. What do you want from me? What is yours, Nick?
I was thinking camel tested.
What? That doesn't even make any sense.
I've ridden a camel. I'm Egyptian. Camel porn. I figured it worked.
No, not at all.
I thought
that
it worked.
That was worse than the spear, and I didn't think that would be possible.
I don't think it's worse than the spear.
From a porn perspective, can I give you a suggestion along those lines?
Sure.
The Iron Sheik.
That's a wrestler, though.
Doesn't matter. They've been known to copy names
but
before.
But it's got to be a
you
play on words,
Golden
right?
Blonde was original?
But again, if that's a play on words.
So, okay.
So
no, I think the spear is more lame. I like mine is less lame than yours.
Oh, it's really not. Joe, I want to hear yours because you were very proud of it.
I was. I mean, normally when you tell me to do something during the break, I do the exact opposite. And this time I actually sat and thought about it. Thor Sherwood.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. That's what I was telling him in the break. It's really
that's
not that
a
bad.
Really good porn name.
Thor brings the hammer.
Yeah,
and no lady, Sherwood. No lady will turn away from Sherwood.
Wow, that's really good.
So he got.
I'm
he got
impressed.
Approval.
Yeah. Here's some other ones that the listeners.
Oh boy.
Texted in.
Oh, you Mike?
No.
No.
Mine would be Skidmark. I don't even know what that means. I don't know why that would be your porn name.
That's a terrible name.
That's a bad
that's,
look.
That's almost worse than yours, Nick. This is Evan the Little Person. My name, using the streets and pets, is Max Woods. Okay. Just shorten it to Max Wood, and that
sounds
would be
like
a good
porn name.
Yeah, that would be a good porn name. Buddy the Trucker's porn star name is Chub Fondue. That's pretty good, actually. Chub Fondue. I kinda I'm not gonna say I like that. And then somebody wants to know if we're Facebook living the camel races. No. I'm not.
Nick,
I'm going to record
Nick,
it.
Are you?
I might like Periscope it off my Twitter or something.
There will be video. I'm going to hopefully have, like I said, a video on the camel looking at my face. I'll be wearing a GoPro, and then I'm sure we'll have a third angle from the stands. Then we're going to cut it up and put it on Sports.
And rest assured, whatever facial expressions they get and reactions from you are going to be natural.
Yeah.
I have no doubt about that, especially if this thing takes off.
Yes.
You wearing a mouth guard?
Oh,
it's not a bad idea though. Not a bad idea.
So you're going to wear plenty of sporting goods stores between here and the racetrack.
By the time he gets to the race, he's going to have a helmet, a mouth, mouthpiece, a cup. He's going to have shoulder pads.
I want you to get the running back mouthpiece, the circle out with the teeth marks on the front.
I think I still have. I'll just get out my MMA mouthpiece. I still have that somewhere, or my Muay Thai mouthpiece.
That'll work.
That'll work for sure.
I'm going to, by the time the race rolls around, I'm going to look like one of those guys that helps the police with attack dogs. And they've got the helmet and the big suit and the dogs on their arm. I wouldn't mind.
Or somebody had the wrestler that does halftime at the Rockets game.
Yeah, somebody had the suggestion that you guys just wrap me in bubble wrap before I get on there. And I would be all right with that at this point. I'm nervous.
I'm thinking the mouthpiece that all the football players are wearing this year that has the teeth and the mouth drawn on the front of it, the full circular lip guard and everything.
The fangs and stuff.
Yeah. With your black helmet on, you could look like a heroine. Or let your on heroin. I don't know. One or the other. It might work.
No. Somebody said Chubb Fondue was from Impractical Jokers. Is that? I don't watch that show, so I don't know. I heard that's a funny show.
I used to love watching that show. I don't. There's so many episodes, though. You can't watch all of them, but I haven't seen that.
There are a lot. There is no shortage of TV watching.
It's been around for a while now. Yeah. So.
All right, last thing. 24 Hours of Daytona starts tomorrow. Thoughts on the winner, Joel?
I'm going to go to Trey on that.
Go to Trey.
Yeah, Trey knows NASCAR. He's got to know about that, too. Here's the thing. I think the biggest thing about the 24 Hours of Daytona, you know, the caffeine has got to play into this.
Oh,
I mean, you know, it's 24 hours. So you've got to be alert. And so I think that whatever your five-hour energy, you just need to times that by...
The caffeine for the vehicle, you mean.
And the driver. But I'm just saying, you know, I think you got to multiply your five-hour energy, you do the math, by five at least, to try and make sure you cover it. And right. I think that the terrain, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a dusty road.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, camels could be helpful in this case to show you how to take the terrain.
All right. I give you a C.
I don't care. What do you got?
I think I'm going Team Penske, especially now.
I can tell you right now that you just Googled it while I was talking.
Now
that's what you do to me.
Since the Acura has made the move over to Team Penske, I'm going Team Penske in the Rolex 24 Hours of Daytona. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Okay, that's the spear.
I mean, that's...
taking a stab at it.
You're such a jerk. Oh, I hate you for that one, too. Oh, God. That was
we'll
good.
Be back with more from the Iron Sheik and the rest of the usual suspects. Don't go anywhere. It's ESPN 97.5.
Restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects. Dre, I love you because that's what I'm talking about. Dre sent us a video of a camel throwing a dude.
Not,
I like it.
Wow. Not bucking him.
Like it.
Picking him up with his mouth and slinging him around like a rag doll. Oh,
you said bucking, right?
Yeah, I'm a big old hell no on this thing now. What have I done?
Yeah, it's not going to be that crazy.
And think about the terrain. The rain. Fred said the only thing things could go badly if the terrain got wet.
Well hopefully they've got the track covered or something because they're going to have races tonight too, right?
It'd be so great if the warm-up music to the camel races was Sting. See the rain.
No.
Oh, that was Keith who sent that, right? Formerly known as Intern Green Mile.
That was video? Indeed it was.
Okay.
Keith Quigley, yep. There you go.
Good All right. People are still texting in their poor names, but nothing of consequence. So we can move on.
Okay.
Well, I you made me pull this up and I found it fascinating, and I do want to talk MLB pace of play. Because you know I love me some baseball.
Yes, you do.
But what is the this link that you sent about the SEC dominates Pornhub 2017 year in review?
Yeah, it was weird because the other day I heard Granato talking about the end of the year statistics from Pornhub and saying that Pornhub, I guess, got analytical and started announcing like most search topics, things like that. But what I didn't realize until I was doing research for the show today, and I think it was on Deadspin, They had an article about the fact that their analytics department, or whoever they're paying to do this kind of work for them, broke down state by state and even school by school, conference by conference, who hit the site the most, who was on it the longest, who was on it the shortest.
State by state stuff. Like, who do we think the most?
There was some crazy.
Alabama's got to be.
They went deep. So, no pun intended, but they went deep.
Yeah, I looked at it, but I don't know offhand. I don't have it in front of me, so you can see my screen, Joel. I'm not.
Right. Yeah, that is correct.
I don't have them memorized, but so if I was going to guess.
Wait, let me bring it up.
Okay.
Right, let me get the
because I was going to say, are we going with the most time watched or the least amount of time watched? Because usually that means.
You want to go states or schools? Because they started with the states.
Okay, let's go states first.
Right. So states. And the first category is states that lasted the longest, which means from the time that they got on the site to the time that they actually logged off, so to speak, if you know what I mean, in more ways than one.
Yeah.
Should I just set up for the time it took to get them to get off the site?
I mean, you could.
Okay. So, oh boy. And let me just say this. Give you a hint. Number one, stereotypically, should be number one.
Well, I think the easy thing would say California.
No.
But I'm going to go Colorado.
No.
Okay.
Number two, Nick, is Alabama. Okay. Number one.
Oklahoma.
Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi?
Yeah. Oklahoma's 10.
Oh, I should have thought about Mississippi.
Top 10 of states that lasted the longest: Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee, Hawaii, Georgia, Indiana, Oklahoma. Anything else strike you about all those?
All Southern, except for Hawaii.
All SEC.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. Well, no, I guess not, because Hawaii was in there. But I would have thought like a state, and I don't know if this to be true, and maybe someone out there that knows because they smoke the marijuana could say, but I feel like that would delay or slow down the whole process. Like, so I feel like a state that has legal marijuana, those numbers would be elevated because you'd be like, well, that's, like, it would take longer.
So overall, the numbers were up.
That's why I guess Colorado.
Seconds. Overall, the numbers were up 18 seconds from the averages of a year ago. So you're lasting longer and being stronger, I guess.
See, I was thinking states that really had nothing to do. That's the reason why I didn't list Colorado, because Colorado at least has.
And
there's things to do.
State by state, the largest duration increases: Vermont, 37 seconds. Led. Wisconsin rounded out the top 10 at 25 seconds.
Define duration increases. I'm not following.
Like, you hung on longer. So last year you were on it for 10
Stamina.
Minutes. This year you're on for 10:25.
Ah.
So the amount of time longer than the year previous when analyzing that state. All right. States that lasted the shortest.
Okay.
All right. Got the top 10 up again. 10, Nebraska. 9, New Jersey. 8, Connecticut. Then Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Colorado, Berry.
Really?
Makes the top 5. Utah, Oregon, Idaho, and the top spot, Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Kansas, really? Mm-hmm. So are these all, read them again real fast.
Kansas, number one. Idaho, Oregon, Utah, Colorado, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, Nebraska.
All cold weather states for the most part.
Yeah,
all for the most maybe part, yeah. So all the southern states last a longer time on Pornhub. All the winter states seem to not. I don't know if there's a correlation there or not, but it seems to be the case. Hawaii was included in the top 10 of lasting long. That's interesting. But I would have really thought that But Colorado being in the shortest, there goes my theory. I guess weed doesn't delay the effect.
And, okay, so just to kind of recap, because Granato covered this one day, but the most searched topics of 2017. Okay. 10, cheerleader. Sorry, 7, cheerleader.
Uh-huh.
6, hentai.
Okay.
All right. 5.
That's what they draw it on your skin. Oh, no, that's not what that is.
No, that's not.
And what something else. What?
3 is fidget spinner.
What?
Yeah.
Fidget spinner porn?
Yeah, and women on women, number 1, porn for women.
Of course.
Yeah.
So you didn't read, you chopped up the list there. You went,
I'm
like
looking
10,
at some of these going,
10, how B, Roman numeral 7.
Well, searches that define 2017 for Pornhub. Women on women or porn for women, number one. Rick and Morty, number two. That's what I'm saying. I'm going, what? Fidget spinner, number three. 1080p.
Okay, that's just the quality. The highest quality. That's just people are,
four.
Unless there's
help me, boys. ASMR.
Did they spell out P or was it just the letter?
Just the letter.
Okay, then that's definitely the quality.
ASMR.
ASMR.
I don't know. There's a picture of an ear on it.
Hold on, I'm Googling.
An ear?
Yeah. I can't make it up. There it is right there.
I have no idea. I've got to Google that.
Yeah. I have no idea what that is.
Then hentai, then cheerleader.
That's weird. ASMR. I have no idea. I can't find anything on it.
That was searches that defined 2017. So those were just kind of specific searches. Now, let me just clear this up though. Most searched for terms.
Okay.
Okay. So again, just like number one, lesbian one.
Okay.
Hentai two, MILF three, stepmom four, stepsister five, then mom teen. Japanese massage, and then we get into the booty.
And there's your drop.
And there you go. Yeah.
What? That is a disturbing trend as of late that I've noticed, I've been told. Why so much stepbrother, stepmom?
I don't get that.
Family, porn. Why? Do
office,
we have to label that?
Because teacher, I guess.
No, yeah. But, stepdad and stepdaughter, like, this is
no
super
idea.
Creepy,
yeah,
America.
No idea about that.
Why is this the big trend right now? It's there. It's just, I don't get it. I'm confused. Is there really a lot of people clamoring for that?
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't get it. I don't
understand the whole hentai thing either, but that's up there.
Then again, I don't understand the dude that wants oranges thrown at his balls.
Right.
But this dude, Lamont, says that's a regular occurrence in prison. He's like, that's a regular thing. Like, but
oranges
they use,
off your balls?
But they use apples.
That
and
would
they
hurt.
Throw apples at each God. Other's. And I'm like, well, I don't get the appeal of that. Why?
Hit them high, hit them low, hit them where the oranges grow?
I have no idea. It's just weird to me.
Okay, and how about these for just to really blow your mind?
Oh, here are the that staggering, was a poor choice of words.
Here's the staggering numbers of the year. Year in review 2017, 28.5 billion annual visits to Pornhub, 81 Damn. Million daily average visits, 25 billion searches performed, 50,000 searches per minute, 800 searches per second.
That's it. I
wow.
Can sleep.
No, it's like I got this.
4 million videos uploaded.
Okay.
And hours of porn uploaded. 68 years. Hours of porn uploaded. 68 years.
Okay.
You sound like Barry screaming
24,800 right days. 595,000 hours.
You lost my.
Yeah, that's
that was
that's
really
further
confused.
Breaking
just
down.
But
how much,
nobody watches porn.
That, about
how much
a lot.
Porn was uploaded? 4 million.
That's what I'm saying. I feel
videos.
Like I feel like we could talk about it for an entire show and never lose a listener, except for maybe 10% that are like, oh, okay. That's like I don't do that. Okay, well you just don't admit it. But
just yell at your
right. It's like the Kardashians. Everybody's watching it. Nobody wants to admit
nobody
that they're
like,
watching
like
it.
Vanilla
same, just
Ice.
Like porn.
Vanilla Ice went platinum, but nobody bought it.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah. That doesn't surprise me in the least.
Moral of the story, there is plenty of attention and money to be had.
In porn.
In porn.
Indeed.
And why is one state trying to declare it a health risk?
I don't know. Well, depends.
Still like you, camel tested, though. I think it's a pretty good name.
Camel tested.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't.
I like it.
But I don't understand how it relates to porn. Usually porn, there's a tie-in to sex. What is your tie-in to sex with
I
camel
bet you
tested
camel
as a
is
name?
Something, I bet you that's searched a lot in porn.
All right, camel? Go to Pornhub right now and search camel. Camel no. porn. Just type in camel porn and see what you get. But where's the tested
could
come
be your
from?
Periscope video for tonight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, depends on what happened. That might be the first uploaded video ever that's camel porn. Is that that camel having its way with me?
Whatever, spear.
The spear.
The spear. Get it right.
It's the spear.
Okay. Two in the books, one to go. 1 hour left of the big show. It's an FBF Friday, and obviously anything goes. We'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call 614-431-3311.